I would love to know why people are not going to be invited back to your home. What is it that they did that now you had this rule with your hubby or yourself or your roommate, whatever, and you said they will never come here again after what they did? Could be something small and abstract or big and like what the... whatever that was. I'll tell you why. There was a massive blog and people weighed in on the things that people should never do in other people's homes. And this is fascinating ahead of the long weekend. Allow me to go through the list.
Please do.
Tell me if you can relate to any of these. First one is touching and moving things. People thought this is one of the rudest things you can do, especially if you keep your house in a certain order. And I also want to add here, when people suggest that you move things. What I mean by that is that when somebody goes, Taryn, you see that lamp there? Don't you think it'll be better on the other side of the room? Because then the light from the window is not going to be too much. And then they have those discussions with you. And you've perfectly planned the lamp being there. And someone weighs in like that. So touching and moving things is on this list.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, quite interestingly, in terms of this study, was the fact that expecting a tour. Not everybody wants to show you every room in their home. Sometimes they just want you to enjoy their living spaces and toilet because you need that. And a driveway if you need parking. Glavit at Suez.
I didn't know people want to see the whole house.
But that's the thing. Some people want to demand. They're like, oh, Taryn, I haven't been to your home. Why don't we take a look around, eh? I want to see what type of, do you guys have a bidet? You know, that sort of thing. So I think that's interesting. Overstaying your welcome. It's a grey area for me because I do enjoy, if you are going to be at my place and you've had a bit too many of my cocktails, I will offer you the blow-up mattress or a room or whatever. I like it when people are safe.
Okay, we're going to see that at our staff party that didn't happen at your house.
But overstaying your welcome also, like sometimes, let's just say if you know you've got like something that's happening early the next morning and you want someone to hoi, but they are insisting sticking around and it's about 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock now and you're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then you know what you do in that case? That's when I get into, I don't even wear pajamas, but I will give you a visual cue to get the out. I will put on my pajamas. I'll put on my pajamas. In front of you if I need to. Not in front of you, but I'll walk into the lounge in my pajamas. And I'll even yawn like with a verbose yawn. Whoa, what a long day. And you're still sleeping on my couch. Really?
Oh my goodness.
No. Get out. No, I'm not that bad. I'll just send my dog. Now, next one. People thought it was quite rude. And this is very interesting, okay? When you hide a mess of yours, let's just say if you crack up glass and then you hide the glass, if you knock against something and it falls and you just hide the crumbs of that little thing, that thing that was made in the pottery class or when you went to visit the clay oven, whatever that may be, or the clay cafe, that's the things that people hated. Don't hide a mess. Just say up front, I spilt here, can
yes.
I get a lappy please or something?
Yes, it's decent.
Snooping, especially people's medicine cabinets.
No.
People do that. Can I use your bathroom? Now, let me see what you guys have here. Oh, Xanax. I'm just saying, these are things on this list.
That's crazy.
So I think we need to gather the reason why somebody is not invited back to your home. And that in turn will create a little bit of an awareness that you need to take with you into a long weekend. Anonymous, let's start with you adding to this list.
Hi, Cole.
Hey.
Hi, Taryn. How are you? Anonymous.
We are reading this list. I don't know if you can relate to any of these things that I've been mentioning, but they have been like the medicine cabinet. Someone's scratching through there. What are your thoughts on that?
No, that's still fine. that's still doable.
Oh.
So the reason why I will not invite a certain person back to my house is we had a kiddies party a couple of months back for small children. And this one certain parent rocked up to our house with zero underwear and a short outfit. So, yes.
Okay. Yes. So, basically, the individual, it's safe to say the individual was on the prowl for potential single people within the parental space. Am I getting closer?
We have no idea what the prerogative was there,
okay.
But she... Yeah, she was showing everything to everyone.
Okay, right, I got you. So
yes.
So yes, you're not going to be invited back until you put on a top.
Exactly.
I got you. This is. I mean, it's one of those things. I'm glad you stayed anon, just in case.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for sharing. I appreciate you. Now, it's time. Stay anonymous if you need to. What is the reason why that particular individual, don't have to say their name, will not be invited back to your home? What happened, Rudy? What happened?
I call and permanent casual. Sorry.
Rudy? Rudy? Rudy, why are you being rude?
It's all in the name, Terrence.
So, Rudy, tell me, call Wasty and Dungus, what's happening?
So, we had a home cell at our house not too long ago.
All right.
And, you know, everyone starts leaving, and it's like 9:30 already. Mm. And this one lady, the oldest lady in the church, she is now persistent that it's time for tea and cookies.
Yes.
And she walks into the kitchen, and she switches on the kettle. And I looked at my wife, and I'm like, absolutely never again. And what teed me off even more is she told my cat that she's not allowed to sit on the table. And I mean, it's my cat's table. You don't mess with my animal, or you don't mess with me or my kettle in my house without my permission.
But that's a good grounds to say never again. Don't be forward. You can say the word forward. It's softer than for parach, but it's okay.
Yes.
Oh, man. And also remember with our pets, eh? It's the pets' world. We just live in it. That's the reality.
They are part of us and we are part of them.
Exactly. Rudy, the casual, and I thank you for taking the time to chat. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Paul and Tanis. Have a good one.
That's the drive. Also, do you have, by the way, you are allowed to give tips, eh? If you want to. She's also, yeah, she doesn't have a salary. She only works for tips.
Why are you laughing?
Send one through, sorry. We'll send you the Yoko. Anyway, right. We have another anonymous on the flash drive in KFM 94.5. Anonymous. Here we go. Now, you've heard the few things on the list that I mentioned earlier. Also, the previous anonymous, that was hectic. Somebody walked into the home with a skimpy outfit and obviously no underwear. What's your reason as to why you won't invite this person back to your home?
We worked together, so we rekindled our friendship and got together for like a braai.
Uh-huh.
And she made no secret of it that she's been single for a while and that she wants to bag and shag my fiancé. Now, my fiancé was married for 30 years. He's a widow. We've been together for 5 years, but she made no secret of actually telling him that in front of me.
Anonymous, hold on. Was this person toddles or were they actually compass mentis when they said this? Oh my, what? Why would you even, and then what was your response? Because I can think of a number of words that are not suitable for radio ears that you may have said.
No, but a lot of the F words left my mouth. And okay. I felt like the most horrible person after that. But it was also like, really?
Your boundaries. Yes. Boundaries, please.
Yes, you can find someone attractive and tell your friend that you have an attractive husband. But don't make...
That. Not like what you use there that... Bag and shag. Gee whiz, that's a bit drastic.
Those were the actual words.
What?
She had made no secret of exactly what she wanted.
This is crazy. And I'm hoping that fiancé is still a person of yours, right? We're still good and...
Him and I are good. We're getting married in September.
Thank goodness. All right.
No,
you know what would be really fun? You know what would be really fun is if you invite that friend to the wedding. Mm-mm. To see what would happen. I could come with a camera and do diary cams.
No,
I would think, look here, we can sell this. And it could be like a spin-off of like Love is Blind or Married First Sight. It would be so cool.
Okay, can we share the profit?
Yes, we can definitely do that.
And then for your birthday, I can buy you a huge wooden spoon.
Thank you very much. And then... which would work well. You see, this is how we plan. I like this. Thank you, Anonymous. I appreciate that. I remember one person's child decided to kick one of my dogs.
Ooh.
And enjoyed it. Ooh. And followed my dog. And my dog is trying to keep it cool. But this kid just kicked the dog all the time.
So what did you do?
You know what? I'm a very diplomatic person.
Okay.
So I just kindly said to the kid, I said that, you know, if you kick the dog, right, I will kick you over this wall. And I didn't say that. No, I said basically. No, I just discussed why the dog has feelings, and the dog may not look like it's crying, but it is. And then I showed the kid one of my little the sleep ducts of my dog, and I said it's been crying, and the kid felt so bad. But then again, we have to learn somehow. Disrespecting shoe rules, if you have any in the house, is on this list as well. Interfering with some of the setup of certain events instead of just letting things happen. And then Anonymous also is adding something. Why was that person not invited back to your home? Anonymous, it's all over to you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
So after we had a little small friends get together at our place, and after being an hour late, they get to our place, sit for a little while, and then she says, but I need to send my dog for training, because if we get friends and visitors over, then I can tell her to go sit in the corner and not to be a bother to the visitors.
Yo, can I tell you how warm my chest is at the moment? Do you know how warm my chest has become? Yeah, continue, please.
I told her in Afrikaans that if I wanted, as ek 'n circus olifant wou gehad het, dan sou ek een gekoop het.
Lekker jy. Well done.
Yes, oh, that was so eloquent. I want to record that and leave it at my door. It's great that the visitors that I have had are very, very, like, they love my dogs, which is great. And that's important, right? But I'm just sure, if someone had to tell
Never
me that,
ever.
Do you know what I do, right? I will plate that person's plate alongside my dog's kibble bowl. I will do that. I'll put the plate next door to them. I'll be like, no, that's fine. Let me just give you a little plate full over here, and then let me give my dog a bit extra, you know, because that one actually lives here. Thank you, Anonymous. You're an absolute star. Anonymous number two, what did they do?
So they came to my house, and we had a lovely dinner and everything together. And then they noticed that I had leftovers in my fridge. And they're like, oh, I don't have lunch for work tomorrow. Can I take your leftovers? Net from your fridge. And in the same evening, they somehow finished my bottle of KWV without me. I wasn't even there when I saw the end of the bottle. I was shooketh.
Well, of course you shooketh. You can't come over and just take, especially not leftovers. And the thing is, you...
Apparently my bolognese was great.
Well, does it? Also bolognese. No, not pasta leftovers. Pasta leftovers.
No, but
you
it's
can...
It's Italian bolognese. It was good. Whatever.
Like, it's bolognese. It's like not even bolognese anymore. Oh, no. That person must walk home, right? That person must walk home now.
Or actually, at least give me the scuffed full back. Don't give it empty back.
Exactly. You have to do. That is a very important thing. Plus, a bottle of K-dubs needs to return to you as well. Come on. No, man. I'm sorry. But at least people know now, because we're having a conversation. It's an awareness project. Sean, let's wrap this thing up, okay? We got a good roster of things that will prevent you from not being invited back, all right? So we need to add to the list here. What is your thing, Sean? What did that person do?
Well, their child was sitting in my fish tank.
Sorry, just give me a second to process. Hold on.
No.
How were the fish thereafter? Did they survive?
They did survive, but it's my pride and joy. I've got my nice fish tank set up. All five of them in the same room.
Oh, man.
And you walk to the bathroom and you see this little kid sitting in there splashing around like the splash pool.
You know, I know what the problem is with this particular individual. I've diagnosed it since you've spoken to me. The child has been exposed to Fisher Price toys and naturally goes into the tank to go and fetch more. It makes sense to me, thank you. But no, I got you. Sometimes, like the kid that kicked my dog, I mean, I'd invite the person back, but provided that the kid doesn't kick my dog again, that would be nice.
No, you can leave the kids at home.
Yeah, you know, if they want to. I'm not going to force them to leave their home, but I mean, it's preferable if... You know, for the goodness of my little doggy. But thanks a lot for sharing, my friend. And a fish tank. Oh, by the way, apparently, pro tip, don't feed your fish hard-boiled egg. Okay?